It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review The Boy and the Heron, Hayao Miyazaki's first animated film in a decade since The Wind Rises. It's considered to be his final film, and if that's so, then it's a worthy final chapter to his career. In fact, it ranks with some of his best work like My Neighbor Totoro, Princess Mononoke, and Spirited Away, among others. The story takes place during World War II when a young boy meets his new stepmother, who is also his dead mom's sister. She disappears, and the boy meets a great heron who can speak and is revealed to be a short man with a nose bigger than Jimmy Durante's. He takes the boy inside his world, which connects life and death. In this world, parakeets are giant man-eaters, bubble-like creatures float up in the sky so they can become babies in the upper world, and there's a young lady who can use her fire powers. The English dub cast includes Robert Pattinson as the heron, Luca Padovan as the boy, Christian Bale as his father, Mark Hamill as his granduncle, Florence Pugh as one of the housekeepers who becomes younger and more nautical, and Dave Bautista as the parakeet king. The Boy and the Heron is an animated miracle that's eye-popping and challenging. I wasn't sure what to expect out of the story, and I was taken inside the fantasy world and even the real world because there's complexity and truth on both sides of the equation, and there's a delicate balance on how humans and nature can spin out of control. Miyazaki is a gifted artist, and he always has been. Roger Ebert would have loved this movie. 4 stars. To recap this week's new movies, thumbs up for Silent Night, thumbs way up for Leave the World Behind, thumbs up for Good Burger 2, thumbs down for Candy Cane Lane, and thumbs way, way up for The Boy and the Heron. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Happy holidays, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.